Now, are you one of those people who would love to own a dog, but for whatever reason you can't have one? Maybe you haven't got the room, or you're out all day, or you just can't afford one. Well, have you ever thought about borrowing a dog? And when I say borrowing, I don't mean borrowing and not giving back. Or on the other hand, maybe you have a dog and you'd love to give that dog a bit more exercise. Well, Rica Rosalind has set up a service that might just suit you. Believe it or not, it's called borrowmydoggy.com. Rica, good morning and welcome to the programme. How does Borrow My Doggy actually work?
Yes, hello, and thank you very much. The way Borrow My Doggy works is people go in and they create a profile and they write a little bit about themselves if they would love to borrow a dog. Or if they have a dog, they go in and write a little bit about the dog, its likes, dislikes, etc. And then from there, people go in and search for other dog lovers in the local area. And once they have found either, you know, another a dog they would love to get to know or a potential borrower, then they go in and they verify their account, given that we go in and check addresses, phone numbers, and photos. And then from there, they start mailing together, and then you meet and greet for what we call a welcome woof. So, you know, just like you do with a dog sitter or babysitter, you sort of meet up, you see how you get along. If you like each other, then you meet up 2-3 more times. You know, you do house visits, etc. So it's all about the love of dogs.
It's all about the love of dogs. Okay, when you say people go in, what you mean is they go on the website, which is borrowmydoggy.com. They create a profile. Uh-huh. Then you search for matches based on distance, availability and all that. So what kind of information goes up on the profile?
So people, if you, for instance, are a borrower, then very often people will write a little bit about why they would love to borrow a dog. We have 70% of our members, they used to own a dog, as in our borrowers. And and they write a bit about how they've grown up with a dog and how they really miss having one in their lives. Or, for instance, we also have a lot of people, you know, who have families where, you know, they would love their kids to spend some time with a dog. We have school teachers having the summer off, wanting to host a dog for the summer. And then from the owner's perspective, they write about their dog. So, you know, does the dog like to, you know, a lot of hugs, or does it like a lot of walks, or just wonderful information about the dog itself.
Right. So in general, also, of course, like a very important dog information goes up there, like vets' names, addresses, eating habits, exercise routines. Do you put up pictures of yourself or the dogs, or yourself and the dogs?
So from the borrower's perspective, they put up a photo of themselves, and they can put up several. And a lot of people put up photos with themselves and dogs too. And then from the owner's perspective, it's about the dog. So it is photos of the dogs in, you know, playing with a ball, or, you know, lying at home on the couch, etc.
And is there a cost for all of this?
Indeed, there is. We have a subscription, and for borrowers, it's $9.99 per year, and owners is $44.99 per year. And that includes verification, but it also includes, we have a 24/7 vet line that owners can use at any time, or borrowers for that matter can use. And also it includes a third-party liability insurance. Again, it covers both owners and borrowers.
Well, I mean, with so many things like this, in terms of anything to do with the internet or anything to do with social media, can you, and pardon the pun here, can you vet the people who are putting up profiles?
So Borrow My Doggy, it's all about local communities. And actually, the reason why we even started was I have always wanted a dog. And about a little over 2.5 years ago, I borrowed a very cute dog called Aston, and I spent the entire day with her. And I thought, why are people spending so much money on dog walkers or kennels, or leaving their dog home alone, when I would love to take care of a dog for free, and it would make me so happy? And like this case, the dog I borrowed, Aston, it was a dog that I knew via a friend's friend that lived in the same neighborhood. And we met up several times, and we got along really well, and you know, I love Aston, so... And it's the same what we're doing at Borrow My Doggy. It's not about handing over a dog to a stranger. It's all about getting to know people in your local community. And a typical, you know, match we have is somebody who just had a baby, having two small dogs, and then 2 streets away you have somebody with, you know, say a 5-year-old son, where, you know, the son is begging for a dog. And then so what the, you know, the women, they found each other online, and then from there they met up a few different times. And now, you know, the family with a 5-year-old son, they walk the other family's right. dog every Tuesday and Thursday after school. So it's really about getting to know your neighbors well, but due to the love of dogs.
Okay, exactly. And I presume, like, but the there's always danger, at least with a small d, about, you know, somebody who isn't going to borrow your dog. Like, how do you know mm-hmm. someone isn't going to borrow your dog and not give it back?
Again, I mean, it's like you know, dog sitters, babysitters, everything else in life where we get to know people. Well, so the dog I borrow the most, Elvis, its first borer lived directly across the street from it. So they were just neighbours and they'd never spoken together before.
And,
so it's really,
But what about insurance or something like that? Like, what if something happens to the dog when you've taken it out for a walk?
So what we do have is we have all information. We have something called the doggy info sheet. And it includes all the information that goes on from the owner to the borer when the borer takes care of it. So it has all information about vet lines, etc. And then, as mentioned, we also have a 24/7 vet line in place.
Right.
Plus, we have insurance.
Okay, so if anything happens or if the dog gets sick, you've got all that in place. Now, have you set up here in Ireland yet?
Yes, we have. We have launched in Ireland, and we have the loveliest members too, both two and four legs.
Both two and four legs. And by the way, I presume, is it possible that some dog breeds would be more popular than others?
Yes, but then again, there is, you know, we have, for instance, a lot of Labradors on our system. But again, you know, there's a lot of love for dogs out there, and we just have so many different dog breeds. And we also have a lot of crossbreeds. it's all about, we even have owners, you know, who have a dog and who would love to have their dog have some friends. So they borrow friends for their dogs. So it's owners ending up matching up, and they help taking care of each other's dogs. So it's friends for dogs too.
All right, I see. Okay, well, listen, look, Ricky, thank you very much indeed for talking to us. If anybody wants to check it out, all they've got to do is go to borrowmydoggy.com. Thanks, Ricky. Good luck.
Thank you so much.